The pastor was so excited. The church was filled almost to capacity, and the people were anticipating a mighty move of God. Even more exciting was seeing the first two rows on both sides of the sanctuary filled with teenagers. Problem was, as the guest singer for the evening, I was not prepared. In fact, after my husband and I got the sound set and ready to go, I went into the restroom, locked the door, and began to weep uncontrollably. I was in that dark, deep hole called clinical depression, and no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get out. Now, trying to regain my composure, I prayed, "Lord, I can't do this. I know there's a church full of people out there expecting me to sing and testify, but all I want to do is to get out of here now." But with the service starting in no less than 5 minutes, I couldn't leave. And besides, I'm not one to simply walk out. And as I looked into the mirror to freshen up, I could see that my makeup was completely gone, and it was not pretty. I was not pretty. I was a mess. But I was God's mess, and He was going to have to do something, and He did. You know, looking back, I can't tell you any of the songs that I sang, or much less what I said. But one thing I can tell you is that God did show up in a mighty way. The altar was packed that night with young and old alike doing business with Jesus. And I'll never forget that moment in time for the rest of my life. To God be the glory. I also learned a hard lesson that night. God didn't have to have me there in order to pour out His Spirit. He's God. He can use anything or anyone He chooses at any time to accomplish His will for His glory. However, I firmly believe that He desires to use me. I am His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Ephesians 2:10 tells me that. So that night, He chose to use me in my weakness just to show how strong He is. You know, the Lord said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I most gladly will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I am strong." So my friend, never forget that He is enough. With Heart Thoughts, this is Sherry Taylor.